Chapter 4. Therefore, my brothers, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, so stand firm in the Lord, my beloved. I appeal to you, Odia, and I appeal to Syntyche to agree in the Lord. Yes, I ask you also, true companion, help these women, for they labored with me in the good news, with Clement also, and the rest of my fellow workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all people. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever things are true, whatever things are honorable, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is any praise, think on these things. And the things you learned and received and heard and saw in me, do these things. And the God of peace will be with you. Now I rejoice in the Lord greatly that at last you have revived your concern for me, in which you were indeed concerned, but you lacked opportunity. I'm not saying this because I'm in need, for I have learned to be content in any circumstance. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have a lot. In any and all circumstances I have learned the secret, whether full or hungry, whether having a lot or being in need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Still, you have done well to share my hardship. And you Philippians yourselves know that in the beginning of the good news, when I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving but you only. For even in Thessalonica you sent me aid twice. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increases to your account. But I have received everything in full, and I have in abundance. I am fully supplied, having received from Epaphroditus the things that came from you, a sweet-smelling fragrance, an acceptable and well-pleasing sacrifice to God. And my God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Now to our God and Father be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet every saint in Christ Jesus. The brothers who are with me greet you. All the saints greet you, especially those who are of Caesar's household. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit.